Hey, y'all. This is episode 68 of Eco Chic, a podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura Diaz. I'm happy to have you here, and I'm really excited about this week's episode. Before we get into the content, though, I do want to remind everyone there are Eco Chic stickers available. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram, send me a DM with your address, and I would love to send you some podcast stickers. It's a really fun way for me to just say thank you for listening and supporting and being like the very best community I could ever ask for. And with that, if you liked today's episode or if you've enjoyed Eco Chic in the past, I would so appreciate it if you could leave me a rating and review on iTunes. It's really helpful in just growing the podcast, growing our community, and it's kind of like the currency of the podcast world, ratings and reviews, so I so appreciate when you do that. You can do it right here in the podcast app while you listen. Today, we are talking about bedsheets, and more specifically, bamboo lycelle bedsheets by Etitude. Etitude are probably the most delicious bedsheets I've ever slept in. I've been sleeping in them for about 3 weeks, and I do kind of want to set the scene a little bit about why I was so interested in getting involved in a conversation about bedsheets. We have talked a lot about consumer choice and the power of where you are shopping and what brands you are supporting. And I've heard from y'all that you want to hear more about items and consumer products that we aren't always thinking about. So let's think beyond the typical water bottle, reusable straw conversation. What are some items that you have in your home that you can make smarter choices about? So I originally first started thinking about this like about 6 months ago, the first time that I was really furnishing an apartment on my own. And I was looking into rugs. That's first when I started thinking about like home products as eco-friendly or not. So I was really concerned with finding a rug that was natural and not dyed with synthetic toxic dyes and things like that. So thinking about rugs, it took me a really long time to like find a rug that I truly loved and fit all of these qualities. Actually, my mom found it. So like shout out to my mom for finding that. But once I started thinking about that, I started thinking about more products that I'm inviting into my home that I'm not thinking super deeply about. And bedsheets is one of them. So silk bedsheets are totally having a moment right now. I actually have a single silk pillowcase because there's a lot of association with silk pillowcases and skincare benefits. It's supposed to be super anti-aging. They say that a dermatologist could look at your face and figure out what side you sleep on based on the size of your pores or the way that your skin pulls or something like that. I mean, I'm not a dermatologist, so don't quote me, but there are a lot of research initiatives around silk pillowcases for skincare. But there's also a lot of hair care benefits. A lot of people go into the silk bedding space because they're interested in bed sheets that won't like frizz up your hair. Or if you do your hair the night before, if you straighten it, you're not gonna like get a dent in the middle. Supposedly, it's like really, really good on your hair and on your skin. So for like a personal wellness perspective, silk sheets are totally having a moment. However, silk is not vegan, which I didn't realize. So silk actually comes from a silk worm. And we do talk about the process today of how silk sheets and silk bedding is even made, silk fabrics in general. So there are some animal cruelty concerns there, which I was totally unaware of. And another thing that we are going to talk about is a little bit of the difference between silk and cotton, and then also how that all compares to these bamboo lycelle sheets. So we did talk about cotton previously. There was an episode called Cotton is Organic Really Better? And I can go ahead and link that in the show notes if you want to go back and listen, but I kind of just go over the whole production of the cotton fabric, whether it's a t-shirt or in this case, bed sheets or anything like that. Cotton is a really water-intensive, resource-intensive crop to grow. And by comparison, bamboo only takes about 10% of the water and land to grow compared to cotton. So we're talking about silk and cotton production and how cotton is not only resource-intensive and silk has an animal cruelty concerns, it's not a vegan fabric, but there are also a lot of other wellness benefits to bamboo, like thermal regulation. So it keeps you cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter, which is a huge benefit to me because it's like you have sheets that you can use all year round. I used to have just like regular, more breathable sheets for the summertime and then these like flannel sheets that I would use in the winter. But then those get like kind of hot and sticky and it's just like not a good situation, honestly. And I get like kind of hot when I sleep, not to be like too personal, but I'm very particular about how I sleep and the sheets that I have on my bed. And for that reason, I have had such an incredible experience with Etitude sheets. So I've been sleeping on them for about 3 weeks now. And I truly have to say they are the most luxurious, delicious sheets that I've ever slept in. And I feel like they would be such a great gift for someone, let's say you're like going to a wedding or you have a really good friend who's like moving into their first big girl apartment. I think that these are a really great thing to give to people because it's something that you can have really long term. You can use your whole life. We spend about a third of our lives asleep. So it is something that we should be caring more about what we sleep in and what kind of products we're buying for that. We also talked today about RAP certification. So it is a certification that talks about workers' rights and ethics in factory systems. And the difference between that and fair trade is actually really interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and let Kat and Phoebe explain what that means. But essentially, I do want to also thank my friend Elizabeth for putting me in touch with Kat, who she met at a HER conference in Los Angeles. So Kat comes from a background of more mission-driven businesses, and she is the current president of Etitude. And then we also speak with Phoebe on the same conversation, which was great. And Phoebe is the founder of Etitude, who has a background in more big box, big brand retail stores like Target and Walmart, and just the sheet and bedding industry there. And then she kind of talks about how she was inspired to start this more eco-conscious brand. So there are a lot of environmental benefits to bamboo. It is the most sustainable crop when it comes to things that we can make fabric out of. I learned in this conversation that bamboo is actually a weed, so it just takes rainfall. There is no heavy harvesting involved in producing bamboo, and being able to really refine a fabric from this is so powerful from a climate change perspective. There are a lot of philanthropic efforts that Etitude is associated with. One in particular I'm super passionate about is educating girls and women. They do give a portion of their proceeds every single month to one girl that they talk about. And then they're also involved in other like social causes that are more local and particular to their area, like LGBTQ causes in America. This month they have this really beautiful color that they're selling, and a portion of the proceeds are going to support efforts in that space. So there is just a lot of great conversation going on today. I hope you really enjoy it. And just FYI, if you are super inspired after this episode, Etitude has been so gracious in giving us a discount code. Eco Chic will get you 15% off any of their sheets on their website. I'll list the website in the show notes below, and then I'll also put the discount code in there. I really do think that y'all should at least check out their website, see the colors that they offer. I got this really beautiful like sky blue sheet set, and it's been so great for me because I feel like I can pair it with a lot of different things. I was kind of torn between the sky blue and this like really beautiful light pink, very eco chic, this light pink. But my quilt on my bed is a light blue color and it just matches a little bit better. So that's the one that I went for. They also have these super cute little pajama sets made from the same bamboo Lysol fabric. So silky pajamas without actually being silk, you know, the vegan silk, bamboo Lysol. So I totally encourage y'all to just check out their website and just do a little browsing. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Kat and Phoebe. I truly feel like I learned so much about a space that I have not previously thought too deeply about. And with that, let's get into it. Kat and Phoebe, I am so glad that we were able to make this work and chat this morning. Thanks for joining me on Eco Chic.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So before we get into it, before we start talking about Etitude sheets initially, I would love to hear, Phoebe, about your background in the bedding industry and really your inspiration for starting this innovative bedding company.
Yeah, great. So I started Etitude from Australia. So when I moved to Australia about 10, 12 years ago, I got a lot of education on the climate change and environment problems, issues. Back when I was living in China in early 2000, there's no education or talk about that. So we simply don't know as consumers or as manufacturers, as buyers, we have no idea. When Australia get a re-education on that issue. So then I started thinking the old products when I used to help those big international chain stores like Target and Walmart to sourcing in China is not very sustainable. So I have this idea that I really want to start my own brand, my own product line, that every product has to be eco-friendly and sustainable, do not do harm to the environment. That's where the name Etitude come from. And then also when I was, you know, buying new bedding for my new home in Melbourne, I also looked at options on the market, and I see that there's a gap and opportunity that there's no really eco-friendly bedding choices out there. The only choice probably you have is organic cotton, but it's very expensive, and because of my knowledge in the textile industry, I know cotton consumes a lot of water, so it's still not the ideal option, and conventional cotton is even worse. So then I think, with my knowledge and connection in that space, so I decided to start Etitude and actually produce eco-friendly bedding, you know, not for myself and also for the consumers. I know that there's a need, there's a growing need for consumers who want that products and also that tick all the boxes. So not just eco-friendly, but also actually function better than the conventional products out there and also have a very affordable price. So that's how it started. And it took me a few years to refine the products. There's a lot of tests and error on how to make that perfect combination of the softness and also the breathability, and also the product itself also lasts for years. With minimal care, you can just wash it like any cotton sheets, doesn't need any special care of it. So when we eventually be able to launch the product in Australia, we instantly get a lot of positive feedbacks and consumers just love it. So that's how it all started.
That's a really great background, especially coming from more of a conventional mainstream buying habits, just thinking about cotton sheets that are sold at Walmart and Target, and then thinking about how you can do it better and how you can really create something that consumers are asking for. And then on the flip side, Kat, I would love to hear about how you got involved with Etitude, because I know that you come from a little bit of a different background.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually joined later in the story. I joined once Etitude started seeing a bit of traction in the United States, and we saw consumers paying $40 to have these sheets shipped all the way from Australia to the US. And we realized there's an opportunity to grow in this market as well. And my background is in scaling amazing mission-driven direct-to-consumer brands here in the United States. I actually started my own company before this, which was also mission-driven to help consumers make healthier choices in food. And I realized that there's so many parallels in how we eat and how we sleep. It's very important to put healthy products in your body, but also what your skin touches has to be healthy and free of harmful chemicals as well. And that's why I really fell in love with Etitude and decided to join the company and help scale here in the United States.
Awesome. Well, I think that that sounds like a really great relationship that both of you have with each other. You bring very different things to the table. And I think that, like you said, the connection between food and sleep is very important. And a lot of the time people are thinking about what they're putting into their bodies, but not always are sheets like in the forefront of your environmental concerns when it comes to your like basic home needs. And I think that there is absolutely a growing consciousness around this space. So when we're talking about fabric, Phoebe, briefly, you touched on the idea of cotton sheets and the issues around that. I would love to talk a little bit about your sheets and what does it mean to make a bamboo sheet and what are some of the environmental benefits there?
Sure. So our fabric is called bamboo lycel, which is the third generation of bamboo fabric. So it has refined technology that we use a closed loop production procedure that recycle all the organic solution in it, which dissolve the bamboo itself, and also all the waters which you use. So it's a super clean and environment friendly production process. And why we use bamboo is actually like a eco-friendly superstar. It's the world's almost most sustainable plant. There is a project called Project Drawdown. It said it's that rank it as number 35 of the solutions to reverse global warming, because it consumes only 10% of the water and land grow compared to cotton. Literally, it's a type of weed. It grows organically, just rely on rainwater. So very resource economical plant. So the final product that we do have, do not use any harmful chemical in the production. The final product, it's a very fine fiber. It's super smooth and breathable fabric. So it's very healthy for your sleep.
Interesting. So tell me a little bit, I didn't realize that bamboo was a weed, but tell me a little bit about kind of like the supply chain and just creating this product from bamboo.
Yeah, we are very conscious about all the whole supply chain to be the best we can. So our bamboo all come from FSC certified organic bamboo farm. So they do not take any forest land. They are one of the benefit of growing bamboo is they can also thrive in hospitable degraded lands. So it's actually regenerate the land itself. After you're growing bamboo, then the land actually more fertilized. You can use that to grow crops or restorage forest. We definitely do not use any bamboo that the panda eats, because they live in a specific protected area in China, which is in the East and Middle East. All our bamboo are grown more along the East Coast of China. And then, as I mentioned, the lyocell fiber production itself is very clean. We recycled water 200 times in the production. And then also the dye we use on fabric is all OEKO certified. Also, there's non-harmful chemical in it. And the cut and sew factory we use are all REP certified, which that makes sure they all follow social compliance with a very ethical production procedure, that all the workers have great working conditions, good salaries. And also in our packaging, we are also trying to design that using our leftover material, the cut-off materials, or the material that is being recycled or can be upcycled. So yeah, so I think the beauty of to be able to have my own brand is that then I can have the power to make sure the whole supply chain really meet the highest standards, because that's what myself want. And I know that's also what our customers want.
I absolutely agree. And I'm really glad that you mentioned your RAP certification, because that's something that I'm so intrigued by. It's not a certification that I personally see super often on a lot of products. So mm-hmm. I would love to kind of expand on that. And like, what does it mean to be a really ethical supply chain? It seems like you're really supporting workers' rights and you're really taking responsibility for the people and the processes that are involved in making your sheets.
Yeah, absolutely. So REP stands for Worldwide Responsible Accredited Production. It is the world's largest independent factory-based social compliance certification program for the sole products sector. So they usually certify factories like apparel, shoes, and homeware that use a lot of cut and sew factories. We actually also looked into fair trade certification, but just because of political reasons, any factory located in China just won't get the fair trade one. But we still want our factory to have the highest ethical standards. So we start to look at the REP certification, which I think is perfect for us. They have 12 guidelines to make sure the factory follow those 12 guidelines to make sure the workers have the best condition they have in the factories.
That's really interesting. I didn't realize that fair trade certification was limited politically in a sense, because a lot of the time that is the certification that I gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's really important to just familiarize yourself with different organizations that are encouraging these standards. And then I guess more on the consumer side of things, I would love to hear a little bit about consumer relations and what are the wellness personal benefits to choosing a more sustainable sheet as opposed to a cotton sheet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before joining Attitude, I actually didn't realize what impact we were all making by using conventional cotton, whether it's in bed sheets or your clothes. The cotton industry is one of the most polluting industries in the world. It uses tons of pesticides and fertilizer. It's also a very thirsty crop and it's care intensive, use a lot of fresh water, labor. It leaves land depleted. So I did not know any of that until starting to look into how alternatives could be better. And bamboo, as Phoebe described, is one of the world's most sustainable plants. And actually, it's a miracle plant from that perspective. But as a consumer, other than just making a positive impact by choosing bamboo and choosing the cleanest technology for bamboo, it's also good for you. We're not using any harmful chemicals, and skin is our largest organ. We spend a third of our lives in bed in contact with our sheets. You want to make sure that your sheets don't have any residues from pesticides or fertilizers or other chemicals that may be used during the production process. So that's the biggest one. And then there are amazing other benefits. Bamboo happens to be very breathable, which makes our sheets very thermoregulating. It keeps you at the optimal temperature for sleep, which means it's cooling in the hot summers and keeps you warm in the winter. It's antibacterial, moisture wicking, needs to be less washed less frequently as well, which is quite a nice benefit for busy professionals. And it's super smooth. If you've heard of silk pillows or, you know, silk pillowcases that are popular right now, some people say it helps to avoid wrinkles on the skin or your hair frizz. Our, you know, bamboo lyocell is equally smooth, equivalent to silk, but without the cruelty of silk. We're not harming the silkworm. And finally, it's hypoallergenic, It's great for people with sensitive skin, great for babies, people with skin sensitivity or dryness, just because it's so smooth and there are no harmful chemicals being used. So those are some of the benefits and some of the amazing things about Attitude Sheets.
Absolutely. And I think that those are all really good points from like a personal wellness perspective. I want to just like really briefly touch on what you mentioned about silkworms, because I am not familiar with silk as a fabric. I'm not familiar with silk like from a production standpoint. What are some of the issues around silk that maybe people are not familiar with?
Yeah, sure. I can talk about it. First, yeah, silk, traditionally you use a silkworm, which they have this cocoon, and then people put that in hot water, so the silkworm died, and then they take the silk out. So it's definitely a bit cruel. Of course, there are alternatives, like they said, the better non-cruelty silk, so they wait till the silkworm to bite out of the cocoon and become a fly and fly away, and then took the silk out. But then these are extremely expensive because it's shortened the silk thread, so it's very hard to weave that into final products. And another drawback of the silk is that actually keeps you very hot at night. When I get married last year, as the Chinese tradition, my mom gifted me a set of actual real silk sheets, red, the Chinese red, and it's making me so hot. So me and my husband, we have to get up in the middle of the night and just put back bamboo sheets and just shelf the silk sheets away. Even my mom paid a lot of money on it. Sorry, mom, but yeah, it makes you very hot. It's not breathable. But our bamboo lifestyle sheets doesn't have that problem. So there's many people call it the vegan silk.
Interesting. I really had no idea about any of that. I mean, I'm familiar with the trend just encouraging people to get silk pillowcases, particularly for skincare reasons and hair care reasons. But I didn't really connect that to the larger issue of the silkworm cruelty and then the larger issues of like if you have a whole silk sheet set, which are, like you mentioned, they're really expensive. There is a lot of other issues that you're not necessarily considering there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I want to kind of switch gears a little bit. I'm really, really interested in hearing more about your philanthropic efforts and then your dedication to One Girl, because I'm really interested in educating women as a climate change solution. It's something that, again, a lot of people are not thinking about in the forefront of, you know, innovative solutions for climate change, but it's something that's really, really important to me. And you mentioned Project Drawdown, and I respect Drawdown a lot. They're kind of like this leading organization for anyone that doesn't know about like climate change solutions and what we can tangibly do right now with like the technology and the capital that we have. And while bamboo is ranked very high on things that you can do for climate change solutions, educating girls and educating women is actually, I believe it's ranked number 6 as like the most powerful solution that we have for combating climate change. So I really want to hear about your interaction with One Girl. Like, what does your partnership with them mean and what do your philanthropic efforts really entail?
Cool, sure. Yeah, I can talk about that. I think that's a cause I personally very care about. I think all the opportunity I had today is because I had a good education. I was lucky enough, I was born in Shanghai, which is a big city. I get all the education I needed. So I go on and with my entrepreneurship journey. But I know there is a lot of other unfortunate girls and women in the world that doesn't get that opportunity, which is really a shame. I think women is 50% of the population and should contribute 50% to the economy and also have the equal rights. So I definitely think if we were able to help those less fortunate girls in the world to get a good education, they're going to go on really do amazing things. But before the Project Drawdown, I actually didn't know that it's actually also contribute to climate change. But I really just think if we educate women, just there's so much better. The whole family will benefit from it. And also One Girl, their office is actually close to our Melbourne office too. So we have a very close relationship. We really love what they do, and they do it in a very innovative way. Use social media to get awareness of the cause. They have this Dress for One Day campaign every year that you just wear a school dress for a day and then raise funds with your colleagues, families. So our team wear that dress for a day. Even my husband wear a school dress for a day. for 1 year. So just helping them to raise money. And we also donate to them every month steadily. So as more like a corporate donation, and really was very pleased for all the amazing things they are doing in Africa.
That's a really great way to kind of summarize like why you're so passionate about it and how you have really realized the benefit of being educated and being an educated woman. And it's something that not everyone has access to. So I really appreciate brands that just really stand behind values like that. And I appreciate so much that you're really upfront on your website and really upfront about talking about educating women and other philanthropic efforts. And then the other thing I see as a major thing that you contribute to is a CO2 neutrality effort. And I think that's also really great. Again, talking about sustainability and talking about environmental values and really supporting brands that align with consumer values. So could you tell me a little bit about what that means for you as a company? I know you briefly touched about your recycling habits and things like that. So what is CO2 neutrality for you?
Yeah, it's also a nonprofit organization. Then they are supposed to help all the website to offset all the CO2 emission I possibly have by running the e-commerce website. So we also think every little bit will help. We are also in the process to be a B Corp. So it also provides a lot of the guidelines on what are all the things you can do to minimize our footprint impact on the earth. So that's definitely also very helpful.
Yeah, so in addition to One Girl and CO2 neutrality, we do support a few other nonprofits here in the United States, which resonate with our values here in the team. For example, last year we supported the Surfrider Foundation with a few really fun initiatives. What they do is they support initiatives that protect the ocean all across the world. What we did last year, because we really care about the ocean at Attitude, is we partnered with a few fashion influencers in New York, and they actually wore Attitude bedsheets to New York Fashion Week as dresses. And so we donated proceeds from that week to Surfrider Foundation. We got so much positive feedback on that, and people thought it was really creative, and they looked really beautiful as actual togas and dresses because they're so flowy and beautiful colors. And we thought that was a lot of fun. This summer, we're doing something equally fun. We're doing special promotion for a limited edition color that supports Ali Forney Center, which is a nonprofit based in New York supporting homeless LGBTQ youth. And 30% of sales of this beautiful blue mist color actually go towards this nonprofit. So we're really excited to be able to help nonprofits and causes that actually resonate with us as a team, as well as our consumers.
Wow, that is awesome. And I think that's such a fun initiative to think about, especially New York Fashion Week. I feel like that's such a statement. And I feel like it's really, really admirable that you are partnering with philanthropic efforts that are just local, and especially like being able to have a personal connection in the particular country that you're working with. I think that's really awesome. Is there anything else that consumers should be like keenly concerned about that we haven't touched on today when it comes to choosing a really sustainable, eco-conscious, beautiful set of sheets?
I think they should ask more questions to the brands or producers. So first, what's the material used? What's the packaging? The company stands for? Where is this products manufactured? So the more question they ask, the more they're gonna make sure the brand, the sellers do the right thing. Then they will realize what the consumers want. Ultimately, the consumers has the power to shifting the social trend.
I completely agree. I am a huge believer in the power of consumer choice and social trends in order to just further encourage like political action in certain countries. So I really resonate with that idea. Kat and Phoebe, thank you so, so much for joining me today. I really appreciated this like really insightful conversation about your just really beautiful eco-conscious sheets.
And I'm really excited for other people to get to try them out. Where can everyone find Attitude Sheets?
They can find our website, www.attitude.com or www.attitude.com.au if you live in the Asia Pacific area. And we'd like to provide a 15% off discount code for all your audiences. Just use EcoChic at checkout. You can get 50% off on all our products and start to have better sleep.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I am excited for everyone to have the opportunity to try out these sheets. And with that, thank you guys so much for joining me today. I've had a really great time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope y'all loved that conversation with Phoebe and Kat of Attitude. Again, they are the most delicious, luxurious sheets that I've ever slept in. I don't know if delicious is the word that I should keep using to describe sheets, but do you know what I mean? It is like to just crawl into a bed that just feels so good. There's really like no better feeling in my opinion. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with them. I hope you check out Attitude Sheets. Just as a reminder, we do have a 15% off discount code EcoChic on attitude.com or attitude.co.au. I will have both of them linked in the show notes. Don't forget to reach out if you're interested in stickers. You can follow me on Instagram at EcoChic Podcast or my personal page is at Laura E. Diaz, D-I-E-Z. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of EcoChic. I can't wait to see you guys next week.